Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser, and it is Tuesday, February 9th here in Atlanta, Georgia. I guess all over the Eastern Hemisphere, it's Tuesday, February 9th, but we are in Atlanta, Georgia, and today it's snowing. It is snowing outside, which is really pretty, but really scary for us Southerners, especially since Snowmageddon a year. How long ago was that? 2 years ago. Okay, but we are in the studio with two brave Southerners, our producer, Lee Cantor. Hi, Lee.
Hello, Mary Jo. How are things?
Good, good. And a new business buddy of mine. You know, Ujiria means celebrating the heroes of the senior community. And I really think Debbie is one of the heroes of the senior community. Debbie Brennan is with us today. She is the executive director of the Mansions in Sandy Springs, which is an independent living situation, an independent apartment complex that's really nice, and has some other features as well. I'm going to let Debbie tell you about that. But hi, Debbie. Thank you for braving the snow flurries to come be with us.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.
Do you remember the first time I came and did an activity with you? I had to brave some weather.
I forgot.
It was about a year ago, and Sam and I showed up to do music. You were the activities
director, right then,
and it was snowing.
Did we have snow then?
Yes, it was snowing.
The once a year occasion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, so before we start talking about the Mansions, we usually start by just talking about you and where you're from. Doesn't sound like you're from Alabama.
No, I'm not a Southerner. Typically, moved here from the north, from New Jersey area.
Okay.
Actually, and I came to Atlanta by way of Chicago. So we did New Jersey, Chicago, and then Atlanta.
Tell us about your background, like either where you went to school or what you've done for work and how you landed with the Mansions and doing senior living.
So many lives ago, I started out as an educator. I was a home economics educator and taught 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. That was back in New Jersey.
Okay.
And then moved from that to preschool, did a couple years in preschool. And those little guys, they tire you out very quickly.
Isn't that the truth?
And then my husband's job took us to Chicago, and I decided to try something a little different and was in the retail sector had some fun with that.
That'll tire you out too, though, won't it?
Yeah, but it was a different type of tired, you know. Mm-hmm. And then my husband's job brought us to Atlanta, and so I thought I'd try something else. And got into gardening and did a lot of volunteer groups, and started looking for a job and tried seniors, and started out doing activity director, you know, planning activities and getting seniors active and moving around, and found that I loved it. Too bad I didn't find this profession earlier in my life. It's been wonderful.
Yes, which is where we met, as I mentioned, because you had some neat activities. And I do have to tell you this. I saw right away that if you wanted to stay in this business, you would do well, because you were just, kind of were like a ray of sunshine. I mean, you could tell that you liked what you did.
Yep.
And I was thrilled when they made you executive director.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I had been there for a year as activity director and loved what I did. You know, not that I was looking to make a change, but, you know, opportunities arose, and I kind of got a tap on the shoulder and asked if I wanted to consider this. And so here I am. And I'm still active, though. You know, I still have my fingers in some activities. I try not to interfere, but still like to participate and still like to do some things.
Good. Well, tell us about the Mansions, where it is, You know, who owns it? Who developed it? What's different about it? And whatever else you want to tell us.
Okay. So let me just tell you that it is a family run and owned company. And originally, we are from the Oklahoma City area. We have several properties in the Oklahoma City area. And the owner has family here in Atlanta. And I think for years they had been saying, you really need to come to this area. There's such a need for good senior housing. You need to come out here. So I think it took a little coaxing and then a few trips out. And lo and behold, they decided to come out and start. I live very close to the mansions of Sandy Springs. Yes.
And how long has it been there?
Well, we opened in August of 2014.
Okay.
So we're about a year and a half old. This is our first property here, and it is located on River Exchange Drive, and we are in Sandy Springs, Fulton County, but we're right where Fulton County comes together with Gwinnett County. So even though it's a Norcross zip code or a Peachtree Corners zip code.
Oh, it's so confusing.
I know it is. And it took us a little while when we first had residents move in and they wanted to know, well, where do we go to vote? And how do I get my driver's license renewed? You know, a lot of interesting things, but we finally figured it all out. And we definitely are Fulton County. You know, we know where all the locations are, you know, the library systems, the driver's license, your tag office. So we got them all situated. And even though they question us now, once in a while, we get a new resident and they'll question us and they'll say, but no, I called. And we said, no, we trust us. We've been down this road. This is where we're going to take you. And you'll get it. You'll get registered or you'll get your tag. This is the place. So,
right. Well, so is there a story behind the name? Because they're really nice apartments. They're really nice, but they're also, they're not like more expensive than it. They're really pretty reasonable. And I want you to tell them about that neat, good, huge dining room and staff you have there.
Yes.
But I mean, is that what they're called in Oklahoma?
It is. What they're called in Oklahoma. So we have the mansions at Southwest and we have the mansions. They're all the mansions at whatever location.
Okay.
And so we are the mansions at Sandy Springs. And that's our name. You know, they've just gone with that. So they do the family live here in Atlanta and in Oklahoma, and they come back and forth. But we are also expanding. So when they moved here, when we started, this was not their plan to build one. Their plan was to build several. And so currently we're open a year and a half. We are, our occupancy is close to 95, if not over that.
Wow.
Percent. And our new location, which we are under construction, is in Alpharetta. And that location is 3700 Brookside Parkway, Alpharetta. That is going to be a senior independent living. Now, there are many different kinds of living for seniors. Independent, they are.
Means just that.
They can survive. They can, you know, do everything pretty much on their own. Maybe they have an incident where, or an operation or a fall where they might need some help, where they can hire a company to come in. We, as an independent, do not provide that. So there are companies out there, such as Griswold, that will come in and they'll help a resident for whatever tasks they need, for the hours that they need, a couple of days, like several weeks, whatever it takes, just to get them back up and running. You know, the goal is always to keep them independent. The next level.
But to help them, though.
Yep.
And it's okay for you to mention this. To help them, you actually have at least one choice of a home care company on site.
We do.
Are you going to do that in Alpharetta as well?
Yes, we will. There will be an office, and there'll be a company set up in that office. Not that the residents have to use that company. It's just one that's on site. The advantage to that is they have people, they have staff in the building.
Sure.
And so sometimes residents may need a half hour.
Sure.
And so if you have, if that company has maybe 10 different residents in one day, they can go and do a half hour here, a half hour at the next place, and they can spread their time out and fill their day without doing the traveling in between. So
that's right. And that's a convenience and a good thing for the residents.
It is.
Right.
So that's independent. With every level of care that you go, a little bit higher, more care, of course your price goes up. And so even though you mentioned about our name being the Mansions, we try and hope that we're within a budget. We try and keep our pricing so that regular people can afford our apartments. We are all inclusive. We supply 3 meals a day. All of your utilities are included, whether the electric, the gas, everything's included. Your internet is included. Your cable television is included. There's a washer and dryer in every apartment. You don't have to share with somebody on the hallway. So you have your own washer and dryer. You can do your wash when you want. If you want to do it in the middle of the night, you can do it. If you want to do it first thing in the morning, you don't have to wait for someone to get their clothes out.
Right. And there's a stove.
Oh yeah. There's a stove, a microwave, a full refrigerator, dishwasher. Freezer. Oh, dishwasher. Yep. Of course, you don't have to wash your dishes. We also provide housekeeping. Every other week, we have housekeepers that'll come in and they do light housekeeping, but they will do all the floors, the bathrooms, the whole kitchen. And you will, you know, by the time they leave, your place will look brand spanking new and you didn't have to lift a finger.
Very good.
You know, when you move to a senior living, it's not about, I mean, you do give up stuff. You give up having to take care of maintenance on your home. Mm-hmm. You give up having to worry about who's going to cut the grass. You give up paying the bills. You only have to write one check when you move to a senior independent living. You give up isolation because maybe you're in your house and you're all by yourself. So you give up isolation. You give up being bored or getting tired or not knowing what to do next. Those are the things you give up. A lot of people think, oh, I give up freedom. Not really. You know, the goal when you move to if you move to the right senior independent living, you don't give up freedom, you're going to gain a lot more. Mm-hmm. And so those are the things. You gain freedom from the stress of any of the repairs. You'll gain the chance to just write one check a month. I like that.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
The dining room is kind of even, it's more like a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can choose. They don't have to eat a certain thing. There's a little bit of choices, even though you have a daily special or something.
Yes, sure.
Now, can residents move in and not take that food plan, or is that part of the deal?
That is part of your deal. Okay. So
that saves on groceries too.
That saves on your groceries, although you have a full kitchen. If you wanted to have your own cereal, perhaps like breakfast is served from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. And since you're retired, you don't have to get up at 9 o'clock even. You could stay in bed and lounge around. You can make your own coffee in your apartment and have your own cereal and milk in the refrigerator.
Sure.
Come down to breakfast. Or come down for lunch from 11:30 until 1 p.m. Lunch is served. And you said there's always a special for that day for lunch. And let's see, today their special was, let me see if I can remember this. It was only a couple hours ago. But their special was, it was the cod sandwich. And they had coleslaw and french fries. That was the special. But if you didn't want that, they have what's called their Joey's menu and for Joey's Cafe. And in that cafe, on that menu, you can order several different kinds of sandwiches, BLTs. There are several different salads. There's always peanut butter and jelly if you know, you want to go back to those days, you can do that too.
I love peanut butter and jelly and a good warm bowl of soup on a day like this.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So, I mean, there's choices. And, mm-hmm. and again, you're not giving up your freedom. If you want to still prepare a meal for yourself, you have a full kitchen and you can do that. But it's more about gaining freedom than losing it. You
and
know?
Some friends too.
A lot of friends and activities.
Mm-hmm. Both organized and not organized.
Yes. Yeah.
And I learned that because when we were taking care of one of your residents, you know, I would come check on him at night sometimes. And as I was going down the hall to get in the elevator, there'd be these little ladies playing cards. Mm-hmm. Like at 11, you know, late sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't get together until about 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then they can play till 11:30, 11 o'clock, something like
sure.
that. And sometimes they play in the activity room. Sometimes they're in the dining room, but then sometimes they're in the card room on the second floor
yeah.
or on the third floor. So there's always different areas where they can be.
Yeah. It's really neat. Well, okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot here, and you don't have to give exact, but give our audience some idea of price point,
mm-hmm.
and if Alpharetta and the mansions of Alpharetta will be similar to Sandy Springs, and also tell them what size apartments are available. Like, do you have studios, or do you just have one bedrooms, or what, you know,
okay.
what's that?
So our smallest bedroom, let's start there. Or our smallest apartment is a one bedroom. We
okay.
don't do studios.
Okay.
So the one bedroom size is 730 square feet. The price is $26.95. And those are pre-construction prices for Alpharetta. And they are leasing now. The good news is we have Sandy Springs open. We have it almost filled. And we have apartments we can show you, some where residents have already occupied, but they're decorated and you can see what it looks like to live in an apartment, what a senior living in one of these apartments, what it looks like. You could get a feel for it.
That's great.
So what we're doing now is we're giving tours. Anybody interested in Alpharetta, they can come to Sandy Springs and take a tour.
That's a great idea.
We want you to come and have lunch. Come to the dining room, have lunch or dinner. If timing wise, it's better for dinner. We are there. We will give a tour at any time, the times that are convenient for you. Weekends, usually that's a very busy time. We love to give tours then, but I've even been on my way home and they've called and said, Debbie, we need somebody for a tour. And I'll turn around and come back. I live 3 minutes door to door. So that's kind of nice for me and the company because I can be back pretty fast. But we feel that's an advantage by having a building already built. And you asked about is size-wise pretty comparable. We have at Sandy Springs 130 apartments.
Mm-hmm.
At Alpharetta, we have 124 apartments. However, our footprint and our square footage in Alpharetta is larger. The reason being, at Sandy Springs, we built 4 2-bedrooms, 2-baths, which is a very spacious luxury apartment. I mean,
okay, but only 4 of them.
Only 4, and they're
okay.
on the fourth floor.
Okay.
They're a little more expensive,
okay.
and we didn't really know how they would go over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they leased right away,
oh.
and nobody's moving. They're very happy in them. So that was one of the suggestions. We spoke to the builder, and we said, you know, you really could use more of the 2-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-bedroom, 1.5 baths. So that's why their footprint is larger. They have more square footage, but they have less apartments because they have more that are going to be larger, more spacious. But I will tell you, come tour our one bedroom, 730 square feet, and it's larger than a lot of apartments that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very spacious. Residents seem very happy with that. But we do have a 2-bedroom, 1.5 bath. And that leases for $35.95. And the 2-bedroom, 2-baths, now we haven't had any of them available, but I think they're $37.95.
Okay.
So,
and on the two bedroom, two baths, can two friends share?
Sure.
Or two sisters?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. They can. Yes. So you could have two sisters and pretty much it's like two separate suites that are joined in the middle with your kitchen and your living room space. At Sandy Springs, every apartment has a balcony or a patio. Now at Alpharetta, the city has us changing, not so much the design inside, but the outside. So our facade is a little bit different. Not every apartment will have a balcony. And so that's one thing that's a little different, but you're going to have choices. Also at Alpharetta, due to square footage and stuff, we have four floor plans. In Alpharetta, I understand there's six or seven.
Oh.
So there's a couple that are a little bit different. So, which can be fun. It adds interest. And I think there's going to be a lot of nice choices there.
Okay. So those rents you quoted me are monthly. They're rents, but they include three meals a day.
Three meals. Yes.
Three meals a day.
Yes.
Cable. All utilities.
Wi-Fi.
Even water.
Water. Yes.
Everything.
Everything's included. The only thing you might get charged extra is if you were to have a guest come for a meal. So you would, you could charge that. But your lease, your rent would not change. So that's it. Every month, one check. And you come down to the front desk. You can write your check, or a lot of residents just have the bank automatically do a draft and send it to us.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, want to speak out of school or get you in trouble in any way, but I want to say that independent living is independent living. But mm-hmm. Debbie, you are so invested there and you care so much about your residents that I know if anybody needs anything else, you at least can facilitate that, or you have a resource list of, you know, hospitals and medical transports and home care companies and that kind of thing.
Definitely. Definitely we do. And currently, you know, in Sandy Springs, we use that list of resources all the time. We found in 1 year that having all those resources was good, but residents really didn't want to leave us if they needed a higher level of care. Mm-hmm. And so they would hang on, yeah. And that's, you know, we really want them to age in place. That's our goal.
Sure.
Age in place, but still be safe.
Right.
I am thrilled to tell you Alpharetta will open. The independent will open in September of 2016.
Okay.
And in January of 2017, our assisted living memory care will be directly behind it. And they will open in January of 2017. And actually, their address will be a little bit different, but it is that it'll be a short walk between the two buildings. So
wow.
That's 3675 Old Milton Parkway. So This is exit 10 off of Highway 400. And the good news, and our goal is that if you move in and you are in great health and here you go, you're in independent living, something happens or something occurs, whatever, and you do require that higher level of care, you could still keep all your same friends, just move to the building, the next building. They can come back. You could go back and forth, visit each other,
sure.
You know, still be active and still be close. And so that's been our goal. Well, I also have good news too, because we will be building after Alpharetta is done. We'll have the independent and assisted. After Alpharetta, we're moving to Decatur. And in Decatur, we'll have an independent living, and that will start sometime in 2017. We'll be building that.
Wow. So you have the location
land.
Picked
up? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The land cool. is already. And tonight, in fact, there is a hearing in our building, a public hearing we will be building an assisted living right next door. So we
to
just,
Sandy Springs?
To Sandy Springs. So I will have an assisted living right next door. So my residents, rather than moving away to another location, if they need that higher level, they can move next door and still have their friends that everybody wants to know. Can we go over and visit our friends? Yes. Yes. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big news.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't end there. There's more coming. So, but that's for right now, that is going to keep them very busy.
Okay. So what's the development company called or the owners called? Are they called the Mansions or are they called something else?
We're called the Mansions. The Mansions. Mansions Properties.
Okay.
And
the Mansions Properties.
Right. That's our main company, LLC. That's who we fall under. That's our umbrella. And then each property will be the Mansions of Alpharetta. And I'm not sure how they're going to do the assisted living, what title, how they'll get that in there, assisted memory care, because both of those kind of have been going together. And
so if our listeners want to know more,
yes,
about either your location or what's coming up, how do they reach you? And is there a website or phone number, whatever?
Definitely our website. That would be mansionsseniorliving.com.
Mansionsseniorliving.com.
And then a telephone number that you can reach us at. And this would work if you wanted to come see Alpharetta, Sandy Springs, or you just want more information.
Okay.
It would be 404-242-2536.
Okay. Now, is that a live person?
Live person. You'll get Cody. Most of the time, Cody carries that phone with her, and she is our marketing director, and she is all over everything. So she knows what's going on. She's got her finger on the pulse, and she'll be able to answer any questions that you have. And if you, by some chance, stump her, she will get that information and get back to you.
Okay.
So,
okay. That's great. Well, I told you it would go fast and we're almost out of time. So I thank you so much for coming. I'm excited that the Mansions is expanding because I think you're just a great place. You should have seen how Debbie had that place decorated for Christmas. It was so pretty. And I know your residents appreciated it too.
You know, it's all about what they would have done at their house, in their homes. It's all about trying to keep that life still for them. So whether it's activities, whether it's decorations, whether it's a party or a dance, whether, you know, no matter what it is, it's all about, you know, we want them to feel like they're in their own home, but without all the problems and the hassles.
Yep. Well, thanks again. And if you would like to hear a rebroadcast of this radio show, you can go to Ugeria.com. We've got a great search engine on that little site. I'm sorry, Ugeriaradio.com. You could also look at GriswoldHomeCare.com. We've got a great search engine by topic or by name where you can look up Debbie or you can look up Senior Living, and this radio broadcast will pop up. Also, we're going to supply Debbie a live link. So if you, hopefully, when you go to Mansion Senior Living, you'll also be able to hear a rebroadcast of this radio show. As always, we want to close the show by saying that if the young people of this nation are its greatest national resource, then the older folks are our greatest national treasure. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
Ugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.